While I was young, my father was appointed the chief air raid warden for Welwyn Garden City, and one of my memories is of the house smelling of rubber, which was in fact rubber boots, which were part of the issue to the air raid wardens. And we had tin hats hanging up, jackets and trousers hanging up. In fact, the whole house became like an office or a factory. And I have a very clear memory of my father having received a message to press a button and sound the air raid warden for people in Welwyn Garden City when they scuttled down either into their Morrison shelters, their Anderson shelters, or under their dining table. And he also used to receive the information when it was time to give the all clear. He took his job very seriously. One day when we were having the red warning, so it was a little bit dodgy, my mother decided to cut my toenails. And my father said, you can't do that, there's a red warning. And my mother said, red warning, war, I don't care, I'm going to cut Shirley's toenails. And to this day, I can remember the look my father gave her at that time. I can also remember seeing hundreds and hundreds of planes trailing gliders in the sky going over. I can't tell you what year it was, but you'll know what that was all about. It was going over for a landing on the other side and was obviously a significant date